At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Yo, what up? Welcome. I'm To Hear More.
And I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Yo, what type of genre are you thinking today?
I don't know, man. Let's,
Because we've been stressing it. We could go basic.
Yeah, we could go basic.
Because every time we go over here, we can come back.
That bluegrass was a lot.
It was.
We found a song on YouTube and everything. It was a lot.
We might as well go back to the roots.
Yeah. So what do you think? You got an idea? What are you feeling?
Old school hip hop?
All right.
Old.
Yeah.
Like Sugar Hill Gang.
Okay. Are you doing the beat? You want to do the words?
What do you think? How are you feeling? I picked the genre.
I'll do the beat then.
Beat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Ready?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
All right, let's get it going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's about to touch the mic. It's Young Dreadful. I got Young Pork and Beans on the beat. And we gon' do this for you. Shout out to Queens. Shout out to all these things in New York. I grab the mic and it's not so fairy. I am Damn Internet, You Scary. Ooh, I'm a co-host, you a hoe. Ooh, you don't got no flow. Ooh, I'm from New York, I got a bubble jacket. You do not want me to fuck it. Ooh, hey, look at all the drugs that I'm selling. Ooh, look at me falling down the road. Ooh, look at me eating beef McWellen. Ooh, I'm at McDonald's at the drive-thru. Ooh, what the fuck are you gonna order, boo? I ain't paying for you. Ooh.
Yeah.
I didn't buy the person I was with anything.
Yeah. You are also eating beef Wellington. Like, who does that at 9 in the morning? But, you know, these are questions
beef,
that...
Beef was fast. Know. I didn't know how to keep up with it in certain areas.
They used to rap over fast beats, man. There was a lot of that.
It's pretty good.
And a lot of...
Everybody grabbed the mic.
Oh, man, yeah.
Everybody talked about grabbing the mic.
It was a lot. It was
Mike
a lot.
Was being...
I also want to point out that you were selling drugs in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
That you live in.
I went to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is just no disregard to
you can't
the crime
stuff.
That you're doing whatsoever.
Can't plan this.
Okay, cool.
You cannot plan this stuff, guys. All right, well, we got a cool little show today. Before we start, though, I want to show off some art. I'll pop it up on the in the edit.
Yeah.
But you haven't seen this one yet.
I right? have not. I'm excited about this.
Okay.
So shout out to Fred too. Fred is trying to ninja sneak
he's
through.
He's trying to like sneak through and get something to eat. It's all good. This is from Show the Gifted, straight out of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Mm,
and he put us as Dragon Ball Z characters.
That is so dope.
The Goku Vegeta.
That is so dope. I love it. The fact that my character has a fedora on with a bandana around the fedora.
And Saiyan armor. I've never seen that. That is brand new. And then he also gave me slides. He gave me Goku.
Well, that's about right. That's about right. Goku that is slides. Very accurate, man. Shout out to The Gifted, because that is amazing.
There's some art just speaks breaks through the other ones.
That's dope, you know? Man. I really like this.
So shout out to Show the Gifted.
Yeah.
So question. I saw this on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a meme of Michael B. Jordan scratching his head.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, what is something that you didn't realize was expensive until you were an adult?
Oh, my God. Just right out the gate, and it's really more regional than anything, gas.
Yeah.
Gas. When you get your license, that feeling of freedom, that emancipation of just being able to do what you want is so... so real. It is surreal in that moment. Mm-hmm. And then you learn about car insurance. That's and then you the learn one. About gas. Because at least with car insurance, you got a whole month to get that.
Right.
Gas? I drive I have a old school, and my other car is a V8 too.
Okay.
So one of them gets 14 miles to a gallon. Oh, the other one gets 13 miles to a gallon.
Jesus. Out of how many gallons? How many gallons do cars be holding?
The old 27? School holds 18 gallons. 18, okay. 20 gallons, and then the Infiniti holds like 16, 17.
And old schools take the most premium type of gas?
No, old schools take regular, but it's still like, with the gas price right now, it's still like $78 to fill it up. $78 to fill it up. And the Infiniti takes about 70. Because the Infiniti does take premium. And my full tank on the Infiniti lasts about, if I'm doing normal travel, like from where I stay to like Kev's studio and then back and then here, 3 days, 3-4 days max on a full tank of gas.
$80?
Yes, easy.
Oof. Start, like, if I'm on E, it'll take me $45 to get all the way back there. And I thought that was a lot, but that's beautiful. Because I remember when Hummers came out, it was like 120.
Yeah.
Which is insane. So you somehow got right in the middle of a Hummer and a good car.
I saw this Bentley, he was filling up at the gas station. He was in front of me, and I waited till he left so I could just see how much he put in it, because it's premium too. His was like 102.
Oh, but you got that.
Absolutely. If you got the Bentley, you definitely got that. That ain't nothing. But I know he still feels it, like, because it's like this is not one of those things where, you know, when you first start driving, you didn't think this was going to be really an expense, especially like where I'm from in the Midwest, where gas is like $1.89 right now. Mm-hmm. It's like $2.05 out here. Like, I think the cheapest for premium right now might be like $3.95
is premium?
No, $1.89 would be like 87 back in the Midwest, or like $2.05 or something like that.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Right? But like here, 87 is like $3.89.
So, that's so nuts.
Dude, it's literally like a $2 markup on it.
And what's crazy is you don't really know how much gas is until you don't have an income. When the money stops coming and then you're just paying gas that's eating into it, you're like, yo, this is like a car note.
When you're grown, you have to set a budget, and gas becomes part of your budget. Because when you first start out, gas ain't up. It's not part of your budget.
Same with food. Yeah.
No, man, when you got to sit down and make a budget, you're like, oh, snap, I forgot gas. Let me set $150 aside for 2 weeks of gas. 2 weeks. Realistically, maybe one if I'm driving like everywhere. That's why I like this year, and like toward the end of last year at the tour, I was like, I'm not just going out anywhere just to hang out. Like, yeah, I'm only going places where I'm required to be there or I'm making money. Yeah. Other than that, ain't no more hanging out, fam.
That makes sense.
Because gas had went up last year.
Anymore. Yeah,
I was paying, I think the most I paid at one point last year, 2019, toward the end, was like $5.05 a gallon.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Wait, out here it got up to $5?
Yes.
For a premium.
Yes, okay. Because of where I was at. And then it was like the location I was at was like Beverly Hills. I had to get it. I was trying to hold off till I got back to the valley. Had to get it. $5.05 a gallon.
That's ridiculous.
Who you telling?
That's ridiculous.
Shit.
Well, when I was young, before I was driving, there was the gas wars. So I always knew about gas being expensive before I drove. But I think that lights in the house, I understand my dad on a whole
turn the lights off.
Because Fred keeps every light on, and I'm the one that's like just walking around like, turn these damn lights off. And that's exactly what my dad does. And it's like, when you get at the end of the life and it's like 200.
Yes.
For lights?
Man, listen. There are days where I don't even like turn the lights on because we get so much natural light in my place. And then I also like it like dark, kind of gloomy. Like, unless I'm filming something, I'm like, man, I'm cool. Like, the TV for the light and then outside light is good enough for me. And then in the summertime, keeping the lights off keeps it cool so you ain't got to throw the air on. So I'm all about
lights. What about your lights? She be leaving lights on?
She, not as much. Like, she'll do it in her room. I'll tell her I ain't going to turn that light off real quick. But she's for the most part, pretty good about turning the lights off. She'll leave her TV on. And I'm like, man, turn that goddamn TV off. Because my daughter will watch TV with headphones on while she's listening to something. She got YouTube the TV, listening to Spotify, and then she's also on her laptop. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing,
yo? I didn't focus on any of those
things. Exactly. That's why I'm like, this is why you slip into school.
It's like, I don't know what's happening in the song or YouTube or the TV
show. Too much. It's too much. Like, why are you doing all of this? So
I suck at multitasking, especially when I'm really into a show. Like, I tried to, I tried to work out and watch a show with subtitles. I was like, this is, I'm rewinding every scene.
Yeah. It makes no sense. Efficient. It makes no sense. So, you know.
Gas and lights.
I'm trying to look at us while we're live at the same time so I can catch some of these comments just in case. Well, you know what? Right, we're not going to do the comments because.
Oh, yeah, because
it won't. Well, I got to log in through Patreon. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Subscribe. Okay. Cool. We're doing something new for the people that are watching this who are not Patreon members. We are going live on one camera and we'll film it on the other camera. So our Patreon subscribers will always get it early because we did slip a little bit. Like we fell off toward the end of the year. Stuff got crazy. ADD ramped back up, but that is no excuse. So this is a way we make sure that you guys always get your content early for our Patreon subscribers. And after this episode, stay tuned because we're going to cut on the camera filming and we're going to keep going on the Patreon camera. And we're going to give you guys a bonus episode right after that too. So you guys going to get all the content.
Shout out to Patreon. You know, we didn't really slip. We took like a week off.
Yeah, that's true. But somebody hit me and I was like, yo, man, y'all say early content. It's more like the day of. And sometimes it's later. And I was like,
shut up. How about that?
He's right.
You damn
I felt bad. I was like, we got to get on.
No, that's a bully. That's a bully. It's more like the day of. I want it early. Shut up.
He really came at it. I was like, all right, never again. We're going to be on it.
Well, speaking of...
Did that code come through? I just need to grab that.
Yeah.
Let me grab that from you.
So there was a video that went viral. And when you talk about growing up too quickly.
I got it.
Grandma had this 9-month-year-old baby doing dishes. Have you seen this?
She on the phone!
And you could tell by how she built that she's strict. I know a lot of strict grandmas built exactly like that. And at first I was like, maybe he's just playing. Nope.
Yo, okay.
If you are alive, you working in
aside
this house.
From that, please send that to my Instagram so I can make a video about that after we're done.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Jeez Louise.
No, this whole show is filled with videoable clips.
Oh my God!
That's just beautiful. I mean, at the end of the day, like that is black. That's just black excellence, right?
Oh my God, that is amazing.
That is quite funny. I mean, I wonder like what else this little baby got to do around the house. Like he's probably crawling like a little mini trash bag out.
The fact that the baby was actually dipping the spoon.
Because he didn't even know what doing dishes was. He was just like, what? What is germ? I don't, there's like 14 things I have to learn first.
Here's the thing. It's a couple things. First of all, the baby doing the dishes is hilarious. It's just, mm-hmm. This is a hilarious visual. Him dipping it in the water, then coming out, and he's still got the binky in his mouth. Laying on his stomach.
What he's doing.
Laying on his stomach doing dishes is just the most ridiculous thing ever. That's number one. Number two, that water can't be hot enough to kill no germs, right?
Oh, because he's touching.
He's a newborn.
What about the soap?
I mean, even with the soap, like I feel like the water, like soap, does kill some germs, but like water dilutes it, right?
Yeah.
So what kills the germs that the soap doesn't is usually the hot water, right? Or bleach. Some people put bleach in there, but you can't put bleach in there if this toddler's in there,
right?
And the water can't be too hot. So obviously she's gonna have to go back and wash these dishes. But golly,
yeah,
that is such a great visual.
I doubt that, like, you know, black parenting is ridiculous. Yeah. Let's just say that. But I doubt she was like, you 9 months now, you gotta do these dishes, blah blah blah, and then got on the phone. It was probably like some, go ahead and wash this.
Plain while
I do
this. Yeah.
And then she probably went back and did it. So we're not that like clowning great. Her.
But I'm proud of her. Best grandma ever.
Because for sure that whoever this was, the granddaughter or whatever, just went up and be like, look at her making these little baby do these dishes. Fantastic.
That's just great content, man. You can't go wrong with that.
Right?
I love it. I love every beat of it. That was amazing.
Real quick, though. Have you seen the new Mercedes-Benz?
No. Is this the one that was like with the glowing lights?
It's the one that was inspired by Avatar, which is like, what?
Let me see.
So check this out.
Yeah, that one is crazy.
It got the clear inside, which is, I don't know, it's kind of...
Is it autonomous? Because I didn't see a steering wheel. Look like it's like one of those ones where you just like, when he rolled by this, he's still wearing, he's not holding anything, right?
No.
Yeah, so it's autonomous.
He looked like he was holding something in the middle. See that? That little glowing thing?
Yeah.
So it might be like a joystick.
Like that type?
I don't care how futuristic we get. I want the option of manual. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like you need that.
A hacker to just hack my shit and be like, Vegas. And I'm like, I gotta go to work. And you're just like stuck in there for 6 hours.
And it just come on the screen. Like you see your destination change for like your job. Like, recalculating.
I'm going to work.
Vegas. SLS. I'm like, whoa, what?
Vegas.
That is amazing.
It looks cool though, but how do you feel about the clear inside? It's kind of,
well, I'm an old school cat for the most part now, so like I like riding fishbowl. That's what they call fishbowl.
Fishbowl?
Like, yeah, like what's you see mean? All of, like fishbowl, like you know the old goldfish bowls that's completely clear.
Right. Riding fish but there's other cars like this?
No, but I'm just saying that's like, oh, that's my timer. Tell me about it's time to do that. Huh. Riding fishbowl just means like you're riding clear glass. You're not riding with any tint on.
Oh, so that's just for the windows.
Yeah, just for the windows.
But I'm talking about this is, they see your pants. They see what
you're wearing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's just the car that you drive when you're not going to like take your pants off when you ate too much. Yes, I've done that before.
In the car?
Yeah. You never taking your pants
from
off?
From eating in the car?
Like, or like you eat somewhere, you get full, you're driving like, oh, I'm too full. I'm fast enough.
Could just wear bigger pants too.
And then you'd be like, oh, these are still kind of chafing. I gotta take these pants off while I'm driving.
It's pretty horrible.
You've never driven just in your drawers?
No.
Naked?
Driven shirt off. Not naked. You driven with no drawers?
Man, you're doing a lot of judging right now.
I got hot seat belts though. I can't do that. Getting in a car with no shirt, I never got how anybody did. So on a hot day, that burns.
Yeah, I mean, you just gotta put your shirt on the seat and you'd be good.
You've done this way too many times. I'm fascinated with this. I'm just staring at it.
I see.
There's a comment that says, where you put groceries at? This is probably one of those things where the grocery storage is in the hood or something, huh?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I'm down. I mean, if I had the extra $3
million. I was just going to say, like, you could be down if you want to. Do you have the money, though? That's what they want to know. Where's the funding?
Well, yeah, you're gonna need the money.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna need the swag.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who has two of those things is gonna need what I'm about to talk about right now.
Ooh, let's get into it.
So those of you who just want a little bit more fun in the bedroom,
let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about a little bit of sexual activity. Okay. So before I go on, I want to say that this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Alright. Now, what is Blue Chew, you ask? Blue Chew brings the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis.
Increase your performance is another way of looking at it.
Yep, that extra confidence in the bedroom. So you can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach, which I guess you can't do other things on.
Mm-hmm.
And they work up to twice as fast as a pill when the opportunity arises. Now, I've never used any of the other stuff, but I think that that's very important because I always thought that if it took like an hour or two.
I have tried the other stuff and I was not impressed with the kick in time.
It's too slow.
Yes. Like literally, like, all right, I'm gonna take this now. Let me go watch Roots. And by the time Roots is over, it should be straight.
You already got embarrassed. They on their way home and then it starts working. Blue Chew got you. All right. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, so you don't have to go through the doctor's office and wait in line at the pharmacy. So it ships right to your door in a discreet package, so nobody knows that, you know, you're getting it in like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're made in the USA, so they're all American. And they're cheaper than a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get the awkwardness.
Yeah.
You get the discount.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the quick what is it called? It acts very quickly.
Yeah, the quick window of quick activation. Window. And I will say this, I've said it before on another episode. You like they when you submit your information to them, like you get response like this. Like they literally email you like, hey, confirming you place this order, boom. And then you're like, yeah, this was me. Then they're like, okay, are you on any medication? You say, yes, I'm on this medication. They're gonna respond back, okay, well, like what's the milligram? What's the dosage like? How often do you take it? Like they let you know right away, literally within like 15 minutes of you actually submitting, if you approved and when they're gonna ship it out. And they have different levels for it. So like, you might just wanna try it out. You get like a six pill trial, and they have something else. I think it was just like 15 or something like that. I can't remember all the increments, but you have different levels, so you don't have to commit to it. And that's what I liked about it. I was like, I just want to try it out and see what it's like. So
okay.
So they're just a quick acting company. They respond quick and they get your stuff working quick.
I like it.
I'm very excited to get mine. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited they sent us some. I'm very excited to get mine. I will have a review for you next time. But for now, if you want to get yours, go to bluechew.com, get your first shipment for free, and use our special promo code DIYS, okay? You get shipment for free, and
all you got to do is pay $5 shipping, all right? We're going to give you free trial of this. You just pay $5 for shipping.
Just pay for the shipping.
And all you got to do is go in and enter our promo code DIYS, and there you go. It's all on you.
Bluechew.com.
That's B-L-U-E.
Go get it.
Chew.com and use the promo code DIYS and try it for free.
Shout out to the Blue Chew, y'all.
Yeah.
Now, you know, in other newses, so let's say that Blue Chew can save you from an awkward situation. Right?
Yeah.
Since we're saving. God, this transition ain't working.
just go to whatever you was going to say.
This news story, somebody else got saved.
Spit it out to here.
I didn't even have a... That transition was garbage.
It's the worst.
I just saw the word saved and tried to work on it.
Yeah, man, let's just, you know.
But here's the next story. How about that?
Here's the tall and thick of it.
There was a gamer who saved their friend's life who was having a seizure 5,000 miles away.
Oh, wow.
So, this is actually pretty crazy. So, this was somebody in Texas who was playing online with somebody who was very, very far, like long-distance friend, online friends, right? Her name was Dia Lathora. She's 21. She was talking to Aiden Jackson, who was 17, and he was British.
Mm.
And he lived 5,000 miles away, but apparently he started to have a seizure online, and she heard it through the headphones.
Oh, wow.
So she contacted authority in the UK to report Jackson's condition. But shout out to her. I don't even know how to do that.
I would have to Google it immediately.
That's what I'm saying. I've never even called American police ever.
Yeah.
So to call like British police is wild.
Hold on one second. Let me
do something real quick. Because I'm wondering if I specify down if this will... Good to go.
Good to go.
I forgot to put my phone on airplane mode, so had to.
Still good?
Yeah, we still good. All right, go ahead.
All right, so his mother, Carolyn Jackson, said that her and her husband had no clue about the medical emergency until police arrived.
Oh, wow.
So he was in there with the silence, apparently. We were watching, she said, TV at home, and Aiden was upstairs in his room. Next thing we noticed, two police cars outside with flashing lights. I assume they were in the area for another reason. Then they ran up to our front door. They said there was an unresponsive male at the address, and I'm sure they were just like, no,
no, good. Everybody's on. Yeah, we're watching TV.
We said we hadn't called anyone, and they said they had a call that had came from America. So I'm sure they were just confused. Like, man, what?
What kind of freaky shit is Aiden in?
She said, I immediately went to check on Aiden and found him extremely disoriented. So she didn't even, like, at that point, how does a parent tell your kid, stop playing them video games?
I mean,
you literally had someone on the game that saved your kid's life. They could have just went upstairs. If he had been playing, this is a stupid gamer thing, but if he had been playing just like regular campaign mode, like not online, they would have found a dead Aiden.
Man, very possible. Because you don't know, like, what triggered it. It could have been the lights from the game or something like that, and it could have, like, went back to that board or went back to that level and just started, and it could have been a vicious cycle. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, at that point, you just got to be like, yo, whoever this, what's her name? Dia Lathora is.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Saved my child's life in a Call of Duty lobby. I don't know what game it was, but probably Fortnite.
Says they sent her a $5 gift card to Starbucks after this happened. I can't. That'd be so fucked up. I mean, you gave for no price on life, but like, you just send $5 on a gift card, like, hey, Aiden, thanks you, and we do too.
Yeah, at that point, I wouldn't even like do a money amount, because then you literally put a price on your kid's life.
Yeah.
It's just like, Mom, you gave her a $50 card to Sears?
That's hey, Sears is really big over here.
I would have felt, I would have for sure felt some type of way. But that's great. Shout out to video games, saving lives. One nerd at a time.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun.
All right, well, here is the big story. This is what I've been waiting for, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to transition into it.
Good.
Young Jock recently went viral. Have you seen that?
I have not. Okay. When you mentioned it earlier, I was like, what's going on with Young Jock? Like, why do we care?
Why not? I'll just show it to you.
Then. All right, well, that's good.
And people are having very mixed feelings, so here it goes. It's not right. Wait.
Ain't nobody trying to clean you. I understand what I'm saying. Like, you the one, like, ride share. Anyways, where are we at?
I mean, but you're in the ride share.
Right. And you fell off. And I said what I said.
First of all, fuck that lady.
That wasn't a lady.
Well, that was a bitch. For sure. That lady, I don't even be throwing that word. Well, yeah, I do. But like, that lady was a
I don't think it was a chick, though. I think it was a guy.
No, that was a chick.
Nah, it was a chick with him, but it was a guy doing most of the talking.
You think the one holding the camera was a dude?
Mm-hmm. I do. I think it was in Atlanta. I can tell just
by the reflection.
Yeah. But still a fuck bitch. That person. Yeah.
Still a
very bitch made move.
That is crazy.
Very bitch made move.
Because it's like, if you're talking to him and you're saying, are you Young Jock? And he's like, yeah, I'm just doing this to make extra money. Like, you get it. Like, he feels it. You feel his embarrassment.
Nobody wants to do that.
Why would you even say, so you fell off?
Yeah, that was just...
Like, they were literally like, okay, I'm going to take advantage of this and get viral. Which they did. But everyone in the comments isn't like... That's every now and then you get surprised by the internet. And you're like, oh, I'm kind of proud. Because you expand... You, mm-hmm. you expect to go in the comments and be like, blah, 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 blah. But it's like, everybody was like, this bitch was rude. Apparently, nobody really knew if it was a girl or a guy. But... Everybody was saying, she's so rude. How could you say that? Blah, blah, blah. And it's just like, fam, like,
you know,
y'all don't know how life works. It works the same for rappers and celebrities, too.
This is just like when the guy Alvin from The Cosby Show, somebody had recorded him when he was working at Trader Joe's, and they posted it. They thought they were going to go viral like that.
Yeah.
Look what I just saw. It's like, yo, man, that shit happens. Like, no one stays on top forever.
Yeah.
Ever. Like, look at Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy will always be, like, viewed as one of the best that ever did it. But if he did a show right now, yeah, there would be some hype around because people want to see him. He hasn't done comedy, but like, he's not on top right now.
Right.
Like, Kevin's on top right now. Joe Rogan's on top right
Things
now.
Move like, on.
People move on. Change is the only consistent thing in life. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that he's out here just trying to make it, he didn't go back to a life of crime. He didn't go back to selling dope.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, let me try this.
And could have just been like a temporary thing. You don't know what else is going on. He could have had money and had some type of family emergency or just some other thing that happened that depleted. Like, and you got to think of, like, when you think about celebrities, there's only like a top tier 2 or 3% that are like rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We've seen so many bioflicks of like people who were literally on top, like TLC, number one records, no money. You know,
no
like
money.
Sometimes they are on top with money, and then the next time, next second,
Tribe Called Quest. Tribe Called Quest. One
of
them,
right?
Oh no, all of them. Like aside of, oh man, they made no money off of the second album because they had so many samples. And this was before all the litigation was decided upon. So once it was settled, like they had to pay everything to royalties.
Wow.
Like they made no money off of that. I think, was it the Low End Theory? No, hardly
anything.
Yeah,
I remember towards the end of his life, Fife spoke out about it.
Yeah, like it happens way more than you think. Like there are, like even with YouTube, there are a couple of YouTubers who are making a shit ton of money, right? And there are a lot of people who aren't. Like you think that there's a lot of smoke and mirrors in entertainment, but like you got to be smart with your money. I invest. I got property in St. Louis, and I have a shit ton of stock. So if anything hits the fan, I'm going to be straight for the rest of my life. It'll be modest. Mm-hmm. But right now, at this point, I'll be straight for the rest of my life.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah. But I found that out from losing a shit ton of money. Like, my first $100,000, squandered. Squandered, and I ended up having to pay a shit ton of taxes because I didn't know about money. And thankfully, I was able to rebound, but sometimes people don't rebound that fast. So, like, for her to, or that person to try to shit on him like that, I just, like, I
That's crazy. And the entitlement to look down on somebody like that while your broke ass is in the rideshare.
Right. Well, I just didn't want to pay for parking, regardless of what you in there. No, I'm just saying, like, that's what people say. Well, parking is crazy down there. It don't matter. If you balling like that, pay for it. Valet. Valet is probably going to be the same amount that
or
you got to pay
yourself.
For.
I think that was like a pool.
Oh, shit.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you shut
They said something else. They said, what's pull up and go? Is that a different app?
I didn't even know what that is. That must be like some Atlanta shit.
It's called Skirt Skirt.
Skirt Skirt. That's a great ride share app name. I don't think white people would understand. They'll be like, why is there two skirts?
Yeah. Call it Skirt Skirt. They only play hip hop and trap music and that shit.
That's hard.
Yeah.
That's hard.
And they gotta come pick you. They gotta come pick you up in like something like dope. Like you can't come pick me up in a Corsica or a Corsica. A Corsica, you know what's in the Corsica?
Is that a car?
Yes, Corsica.
I don't even know what I'm spelling.
Nah, it's
a
like
a weapon came up. Yeah. What is this?
Who makes the Corsica? Is it Pontiac Corsica?
It's like Are you saying it right? Because it's giving me
weapons. Corissca, I think. No, that ain't that. C O R.
There we go. Yeah. Okay, for sure.
Who makes that? What does it say? Chevy. Chevy Corsica.
That's trash.
That or Ford Tempo. You can't come pick me up with that. If it's a skirt skirt, you got to come pick me up in a Mercedes, Lexus,
like skirt,
something
skirt.
Like that. Yeah.
And the driver can't talk to you.
Yeah.
He's just like, what's good?
Yeah. He's just playing the music.
That's wild. Oh, but then the follow up video. Which actually came
that
out.
That was so rude, that's right? So raggedy, man. I don't like that. Like, I'm a dark person. I'm a mean person. I really made the statement all 2020. I'm not really making new friends. So, like, we might chat over Instagram, but I'm not, like, not giving no people my number. I'm not adding nobody to my birthday calendar list, all of that. I'm kind of done. I got enough friends right now. Everybody that slid into 2019, congratulations, because 2020, no new friends. But I would never, like, belittle somebody like that. Like, that is just...
I can't believe it.
That's
the corniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It's on that. You know, that's the equivalent of making fun of somebody for being disabled. Like having a learning disability. Like, they don't choose to be there. Like, and granted, he could have made some better decisions financially. Maybe he wouldn't be there, but he did what he did, and he's trying to rectify it. He still has bills, so it's like,
yeah, they were just like, man, how you gonna be Young Jock and blah, 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 blah. It's like, put it together. Like, he hasn't had a hit since I was in high school.
Meet Me in the Trap? Like, do you know how long ago Meet Me in the Trap was a hit? Like, he stayed relevant from, you know, these shows and maybe a couple features here and there, but like, bro, that shit only goes so far. Like, that money runs out. You ain't, like, and nobody wants to. Even people that drive Lyft and Uber, they don't want to drive
right.
Lyft. It was just, it's a way to make money. So, I don't know, bro.
Well, he says, he has a follow-up video where apparently he explains what happened, which is like, you don't necessarily need to.
Right. I was hoping it was staged. I was really, really hoping.
He does have a troll element to it with the hair and all that stuff.
Oh, man.
But then it's like, you got to think, like, is it really that tough mentally to fall off like that? Because you just might want to just grab onto anything that can give you attention. Yeah. So you don't really know.
So
but
I'm a
here's
part
his follow up.
This organization been around for 25 years, big brother, big sister. And a lot of times when we're talking to these kids and the youth, you got to lead by example. And sometimes, like, you have to show people you're not too big. You know what I'm saying? You have to show them what humility is, and you're not too big to, you know, do the right thing by making an honest living. And I think a lot of times that's why our kids and even adults go astray because they're too ashamed, they're too prideful, man, to do something. It was one of those things where you know how you just you start challenging yourself to do something you never did before.
He got the hat on.
So it's kind of like a bucket list thing. But, I mean, for anybody who really wants to do this, I think it's a dope idea. Yeah. I mean, I'm doing it right now. I gave me a little hat.
Pull up and go.
Yeah, I got somebody. See, now I just had to pull over.
He's doing this video over. While he has
I'm
a passenger.
I'm going to tell you the most.
That's how you get 3 stars.
He's not going to get
five doing stuff like this, John. I have somewhere to be.
I'm like,
bam.
Whoa. Like,
so apparently he's saying that he's teaching people
humility. He might mess around and be like co-owner and pull up, though.
Something might happen from this. Like somebody's going to reach out to him.
Yeah.
Just like the Trader Joe's guy. Somebody reached out to him.
Tyler Perry reached out to him. So
that's a big deal. That's a huge lesson. I always thought that it's the worst thing in the world for somebody to get on too early.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel bad for like child stars.
Oh, Macaulay Culkin.
All those guys, because it's like you kind of grow up like wanting to be something or like get on or be rich or whatever. And if you get that at like 15, the whole rest of your life is like, fuck, what do I do? And then you just get into other stuff. You have too much money. Justin Bieber even said when he was 18, he had no skills because everybody had been doing shit
since
he was 12.
Don't know how to iron, none of that type stuff.
He didn't know how to do anything. He had so much money he didn't know what to do with. He had drugs. I don't know if he did drugs, but obviously someone like that has access to drugs, you know, women. Like if you peak and you did all that by 20, you got 20 years of just like, you know what I mean? I would rather like grind and like find yourself through all that and then have that finally moment.
Do certain things just to like keep me grounded and in my case, like grounded and humble. Like I still, like my shoes get dirty, I hear rappers all the time and they get dirty, I just buy another pair. Not me. I'm sitting down, I'm watching my favorite show, I'm still, I clean my own shoes, I do my own laundry, I do my own ironing. I fold and hang up all my old clothes. I do my own shopping, except for like groceries. I order all of that online.
It's a little bougie slip.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but the cleaning, the shoes like that right there, it takes time to make this beautiful again. It's a process for it. And I have to stop what I'm doing and make sure this happens. And that's what life is about. Like, you still have to put the work in. So, like, things like that keeps me humble.
It's important to self-accomplish. You know what I mean? I think that keeps you going. It's like, there's an interesting statistic that said old people who retire and just like, do nothing die a lot faster than people who just... That's why you see... like if you see an old person in like working at the movie theaters or something like that,
mm-hmm.
when you're young, you might look at that and be like, "You still here? Blah blah blah. You worked here since you were 20." No, a lot of these people retire and they still feel the need to do something. Why wouldn't you? You still want to be accomplished. You still want to like get things done and feel like you're progressing. So they pick up this extra work. So I think it's super ridiculous, but I'm proud of the internet for not like going in how they usually do.
And they also might like have a fetish for peanut butter, like popcorn. I messed it up.
What?
I was gonna do a whole popcorn fetish, and like once everybody leaves, just dripping butter on their chest.
Hmm.
It was just gonna go with the whole movie theater thing. Humph. Just kind of.
Let's get on with the next ad. Okay. Well, okay. Ooh, good transition this time.
Yes.
Fire. You ready for this?
Oh, this is great.
All right. Well, speaking of being financially responsible.
Yes.
There is a new app.
Come on.
Called Robinhood. Mm-hmm. Now, this has everything to do with investing, but done on an easy level. All the stocks and investing, it's a lot of complicated stuff.
Yeah.
So there's this new app called Robinhood. Let me do my little read, all right? So 2020 is the perfect time to start thinking about 2040. You were just talking about investing. So with Robinhood, you can invest in the markets and earn interest with a competitive APY on uninvested cash. They make it easy to get started as long as you grow with an intuitive app experience and no commission fees on trades. So basically, the stock prices don't hold you back. You can buy a piece of the company you love for as low as $1 and build your portfolio a little bit at a time. Buy one share, buy half a share, 3 1/4 shares. It's up to you, your budget, and your goals. Which is crazy. I'm just going to break off script real quick because there are companies like Apple and Amazon and all these big companies that per spot stock is crazy expensive. You're looking at maybe $1,000 a stock, $500 a stock. This works perfectly for you within your budget. So your first stock is actually on the house when you set up your account, so you get a free stock. And if you go to daminternet.robinhood.com, you can learn more and claim your free stock. So again, that is daminternet.robinhood.com. And by the way, APY is annual percentage yield. So that's, you get that on uninvested cash, and it's paid by program banks and is a variable. So Robinhood Financial is not actually a bank itself. Mm-hmm. The free stock offer is subject to terms and conditions, though. So all investments involve risk, and other fees may apply. I think this is dope. I started investing in stocks back when I was 21, 22, when I didn't have the schedule in my music classes to have a job. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really confusing stuff. Like, you think that you can just put a couple dollars in here, put a couple dollars in here, check back the next day, and it's more.
You're a millionaire.
No.
It's not that at all.
You have to be constantly trading. A lot of stocks are too expensive. A lot of it is very confusing. This is very...
User-friendly.
Yes.
It's for the people.
It's stocks for the new millennial generation, and it works based on your budget. So
no commission fees. That is so huge.
Yeah, that's
it is so huge when you're investing money. You want to give somebody that really is working for you, and your money isn't just being squandered on, oh, you want to invest? Okay, cool. Oh, you want to take this? Okay. Every time they do something like that, they charge you for it. So the fact that they're like, no commission fees, like that's huge. Mm-hmm. And I can never stress this enough. Financial freedom is a real thing. You go on vacation, you're having a good time, you're like, man, I really wish I could stay two or three more days, but it's going to cost so much, or I got to get back to work and all of this. That's what financial freedom is. Mm-hmm. That having that freedom to say, you know what, I am going to stay 2 or 3 more days.
Yeah.
And you get that by investing in companies like Robinhood and putting your money to work. You want to make money even while you're sleeping, and that's what investment does.
Join the wave. 10 million users on Robinhood right now. So if you've always been interested in stocks, but it's been intimidating, go ahead and download you some Robinhood.
Right now.
Great name for a stock app, too.
Yeah.
Give to the steal from the rich, give to the poor.
Alright.
I like Robin Hood. I like the Fox version of him the best, though. You know, the Disney version?
Oh yeah.
He's a fox.
I like Robin Hood Men in Tights. You ever seen that one?
I would assume that would be up your alley.
Somebody said I should get a t-shirt that just says "Fuck you, Pat." They literally put in the comments like, "When are the Fuck You, Pat t-shirts coming?" I was like, hadn't even thought about it, but it definitely is.
Imagine that sells out like way more than our regular shirts. Like, everybody just wants. I would feel some type of way for sure. Just like, I've been waiting for this shirt.
Fuck you, Pat. That is so funny, man. I love it.
So on the opposite end of the young jock stuff,
mm-hmm.
Billboard just released, or excuse me, over the weekend they said that they were going to release their numbers and the charting this Monday. So over the weekend, there was like this weird, like, friendly beef between Roddy Ricch, the newest upcoming rapper,
mm-hmm.
and Justin Bieber, which is crazy because Justin Bieber, when we were growing up, was like Michael Jackson level popular. And now this new guy, Roddy Ricch, who appeared last year?
Yeah, I somewhere around on, there.
For Main Street.
Yeah.
He was probably popping where he was at. He was out here, right?
He's originally from here, but he went to Atlanta to like hone his sound.
Got it.
Is what I heard, and now he's back. But yeah, he's from LA. Yeah.
Going to Houston or Atlanta, because LA people don't support you here. That's just how it is. No matter what segment of the arts you're in, you have to make
support once you made it.
Exactly.
It's one of those
it's
things.
It's not really like a home.
Yeah, it's like St. Louis. St. Louis is a very, it's literally nicknamed the Show Me State. Yeah. Because it's like, all right, show me. And then you show him, like, oh, I'm still not impressed. And then everybody else is like, yo, this dude's live. Like, yeah, you know, he's from us. Yeah. We love him.
L.A. down to... And then there's exceptions. Like, you know, if you have a your own community like Kendrick, you know, he was big in Compton. But the Dr. Dre cosign definitely helped that.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, I mean, obviously love L.A., but it's not the most supportive of the arts.
And it's hard, too, because everybody comes here to blow. Yeah. Like, musically... acting, theatrically, modeling, and everybody comes here.
I think that's why, though.
Yeah.
Because if all your peers are rappers or comedians or actors, they're not going to support you like that. They're doing their own thing. They're not going to come to your show. They're planning their own show. Or it could just be, LA is very hateful, too. It could just be like,
it's a little bit of A, a little bit of B.
It's a little bit of both. So shout out to Roddy Ricch, because Atlanta and Houston, they are all about that. They bump. Last time I was in Atlanta, the last three times I was in Atlanta, the whole radio was people local. Yeah. That's what they do. They support. So shout out to Roddy Ricch. Roddy Ricch came out of nowhere, had a huge hit with DJ Mustard, and then dropped his own album. Everybody was talking about it. And then he had that viral song, The Box. That one. Yep. It's blowing up on TikTok, all that stuff. Roddy Ricch was just, he just dropped the music and it happened. On the other side, Justin Bieber is trying to make a comeback with the blacks. I like Justin Bieber. But he took a break, did the whole white thing, and now he's like, I'm a nigga again.
Yo, wait, wait. You say did the whole white thing? Yeah. What exactly is the whole white thing?
He found himself. He gave himself to God. He started wearing, like, Crocs. Grew his hair out. Got married. Was doing the whole, like, I love Jesus. I love being barefoot. You know, just white people stuff.
If black people don't do that, they don't take sabbaticals and find themselves.
He did it in a very, like... white way.
Okay.
Like he went from like clean cut nigga Justin tattoos. I'm with Usher.
Yeah.
Smoking Black and Miles. And then all of a sudden he just black had like a bunch of hair. Too.
Yeah.
He had those like weird like romper. Like what are those like parkas that stoners be wearing?
Oh shit. I don't know. The shit Russell used to wear.
Yeah. All that stuff. And then now he's back on black. So he dropped Yummy, which is a cool song.
I actually like Yummy. I'm not going to front with you.
I don't mind. I don't dislike Justin. I always thought Justin was dope. But he was doing like this weird stuff over the weekend where he was like, fans stream Yummy back to back, stream it on repeat while you go to sleep. Like literally like almost like manipulating his fans instead of just like, yo, play my song.
I don't know, I get it, like getting people to feel invested in your success and stuff like that, but like that is like telling them to do it. Like, I feel like it should happen organically. It's like, yo, if you rocking the song, throw that joint on repeat.
If I hired 30 people to stream my shit 24 hours a day and then I landed a number one hit, I genuinely wouldn't feel like I earned it.
Yeah.
It wouldn't feel good because that feeling is supposed to be like, people like it that much, then I'm number one, but it's like if you did some stuff to get you there, it's just like, all right, well, I'm on now. Which people do.
Absolutely, all the time.
I hear that people fix stream numbers all the time because there's not a lot of, it's so new.
Yeah.
But in the end, Roddy Ricch still took home that number one spot. Yummy landed number two, which is crazy that a young, brand new rapper beat Justin Bieber, of all people. Number one on the Billboard.
But that, again, that just kind of touches back to the whole Young Jock thing. Nobody stays on top forever. Yes, yeah. Justin Bieber is an international superstar. Yep. Mega. Been a star since he was like 12.
Right.
Completely understandable. However, when you take that time, whether it be for your mental health, emotional health, whatever it is, you take that time and the audience is like, all right, who's next? Like, we are consumers.
Right.
And the only thing we consume is what is in front of us. And he was no longer in front of us, so he was like, yeah. And he came back like, well, I'm back. And he was like, what's up, nigga? Take a seat. While I'm listening to this.
That song is tight.
It is.
That song is really tight.
That's actually what got me back to listen to it, because I listened to Roddy's album when it first came out, and I was like, oh, I'm not impressed. I heard one song where he talked about getting head like three different times in one verse. I was like, all right, nobody's getting that much head. And enjoying it.
Rappers.
This is a lot of head, man.
A lot of room on the, or a lot of time on the sprinter.
This is a lot. So I was just like, I'm kind of over it. But then I saw a couple videos like on TikTok with it. And then I listened to it in somebody else's car. And I was like, hey, this shit kind of slapped though.
It's one of those songs that got so big on the internet that you're just used to seeing stupid people doing stuff to it. So you can't like seriously listen to it. Like when people were doing the... the skit where they're like, how Roddy Ricch made the box, and they'll have somebody cleaning something. It's like, get a producer. Like, I'm like, how does everybody not see that y'all doing the same
thing.
Joke? And then all these people on TikTok, but the details on the box, I'm a bit the best with the box. You know, those like challenge videos. And I'm just like, I can't really get into it. But then if you like just tune all that out and listen to it, that song is tight.
It like it, man.
I didn't know you can rhyme the box with the box so many times and make us dance. The rhyme, the box rhymes perfectly with the box.
I have to stop holding rappers to the same standard.
Like each other?
Well, just to a standard. Like, rappers should rhyme. Rappers should make sense. Rappers should look out for the youth. That is so gone. Like, a lot of rappers don't try. And a key example would be Tekashi 6ix9ine. When he was talking about Fifi, he was like, bro, this is the stupidest shit ever. I don't know why y'all like this shit.
I don't think trying is necessary, though.
It's definitely not now.
If you can... Well, not necessarily, because I almost think that even back in the day, some people did some pretty wild stuff without necessarily, like, trying. Like, I feel like Jay-Z and Nas, people are so tuned in that they could do something that's your favorite stuff, and they're just like, I just kind of threw that together.
Well, you know? I mean, that is one thing, but I think, like, even back then, or not even back then, I should say back then, I feel like it was still difficult to get that outlet. So even if you were on top, like, it might have been a song that you weren't completely invested in, but when you went put pen to pad, you still showed your muscle. You still flexed.
That's right.
I feel like they just like...
Because you got a home studio.
Yeah, that and...
I'm not like, paying by the hour.
Even, what's his name? Famous Dex. This motherfucker said, like, I don't really like rapping. I just like doing the freestyle. I mean, the ad-libs.
Famous Dex hasn't tried in...
Bro, he cares more about the ad-libs than the actual verse. And that's what I'm talking about. Like, I can't... This new school of rappers, I can't hold them to the same standard of the rappers that I grew up on. Like, motherfuckers, like, were rapping for real. Like, mm-hmm. These rappers, when I grew up on, were rapping for life-changing events. Like, you mm-hmm. go number one in, money's coming in, you can put your family in a different position, you put yourself in a different position.
That's still why
I'm not saying
rapping.
That they don't do that, but I'm just saying, like, they don't try because it's so much easier. They don't have to fight and work as hard because mm-hmm. they have so many outlets to get on.
Some of our favorite, like, some of the biggest rappers out right now said straight out that they're not fans of music. Like, even, like, someone like Lil Uzi, he said, I saw people getting money from it. I wanted to get money. And that's why I'm doing it. Blueface admitted to that. Like,
yeah.
It's not really, like, as much of a sport as it used to be, which is mm-hmm. why I appreciate people like Tory Lanez, you know what I mean? Like, Joyner Lucas, who are like actively like,
you fuck with Joyner Lucas? I never would have took you for a Joyner Lucas fan.
I said I appreciate them.
Okay.
I don't listen to either of them.
you motherfucker.
No, I mean, like, I think that first of all, I don't think Tory Lanez gets enough credit.
He definitely
can rap
does
his ass
he
off.
He can
and
rap
sing,
and
he's a songwriter. But then when they had that little competitive beef where they were just doing bars, like that kind of shit makes hip hop exciting.
It does.
I'm not a huge fan of
Joyner.
No, but I thought that he can rap.
He can rap his ass.
But his song subjects is just like,
and you know what? It's one of those things where it's like
a rap
trying to take a battle rapper and make an artist out of him. It's just very difficult to do.
Songwriting is a whole different muscle than bars.
Man. You got, because like, it's not just the bars. You have to have something that's gonna draw people in and keep them. Because people, we hear people rap all day. That's why I feel one of the biggest things that was going against what was the group that Joe Budden's had with Crooked Eye
and Slaughterhouse.
Slaughterhouse was phenomenal. I mean, bars on bars on bars, but sometimes it was like too much.
I'm
it's
exhausted.
Like, fam, I gotta listen to this with a thesaurus and a dictionary.
I'm exhausted.
And I gotta break it down because it's like just so many metaphors and
bars
similes.
Exhausted.
It's like, nigga, stop.
Bro, Lupe Fiasco burned me out in high school. Me and my friends were the people who listened to Food and Liquor, The Cool. Each line had like 5 meetings. And we were positive. Like, okay, blah, 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 blah. This means what? I am exhausted. Give me like 2 memorable bars in a verse. And like, I'm songwriter. I'm team songwriter. I've always been. But it's like the whole like, you know, hey, you listen to Tech N9ne and Logic, and these guys really spit in the hole, like, and you're just like, stop.
Let me say this too, Pat.
Fast rapping does not equal good.
That is true. That is true. I really enjoy your music.
Mine?
I'm a fan of Patrick Cloud. You hear it here.
Well,
Thank and you be man. Dropping stuff like just for like your promo, like for your shirts. I'm like, nigga, drop this as a track. Oh, if you don't put some shit together and put like an EP on SoundCloud that I can download, I am literally, and I mean this with every fiber of my body, I am literally gonna fight the shit out of you. And it's not even like a joke at this point. It's like I see the greatness in my friends and I want them to expound upon it. Mm-hmm. And you are gifted musically, bro.
Thank you, man.
So put that shit out, or literally, I'm gonna give you a month. Yeah, okay, yeah. I need an EP of everything together.
Yeah, everything's out.
Okay, cool. Because otherwise, I was literally
check out Water Temple. Yes. I got, just to prove my point, I have no bars, but songwriting and production, that's yes. my whole thing. That's yes. my thing.
It's a vibe. It's one of those things that you put it on.
I ain't gonna bar you up.
And you just drive and you listen to it. Especially in LA, you need chill music because the traffic is gonna fuck you up so bad.
It's good traffic.
You need
movie.
Chill music for, and this is the perfect
traffic,
driving
smoking,
music. Oh man, it's
chilling.
That. Having friends over, like sometimes you have friends over, it's not like a party, y'all just chilling. This is that music, so it's like just on, and nobody has to scream.
Oh, yeah,
over
don't
it
play me
still.
At a party.
Yeah, this is chill.
Don't play
this
me
is
at
just
a party.
This is like just vibe music, so I
appreciate
fucking,
that, man. Check out Water Temple.
Yeah, man, that's dope.
It's out. Right. It's out. Now, speaking of cleanliness, being clean sounds, all that stuff, what's better than chilling? God, my transitions are bad. My transitions are bad. I feel like I go so full steam ahead because I'm like, I got it. And then I'm just like, clean? Let's just get into this. All right. If you're going to be chilling at home or in traffic, you might as well be smelling good. Right?
Yes.
So this episode is also brought to you by Hawthorne.
Yeah.
All right. So this is something we've been promoting for a minute. We're both big fans.
Absolutely.
I've been crazy with the cologne, but I actually just recently got the body wash and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you just got it.
And okay. the bar soap, so I'm Hawthorned up every morning.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's man care. Like man care and grooming. Yeah. Like they sell cologne, they sell body wash, mm-hmm. they sell soap. They actually just started selling candles as well. I definitely want to check out one of the candles.
Is that new?
But yeah.
Okay.
But smelling good is important, man. Like I always liken it to this. I'm no supermodel. Right? I'm 5'8". 237. I'm not super fit, but I tell you this, I'm always going to make you laugh. I'm always going to be dressed nice. And most importantly, I'm always going to smell fantastic.
It's important.
Like, those are things that are going to be most memorable. They're going to attack all the senses, sight and smell. And I'm going to please you on all of those levels. Not please you, but like I'm going to attract
I'm
you on all of those levels.
Pleased by his smell.
And Hawthorne smells really good. It's just simple as that. Like they literally have a quiz or a survey for you to do.
Custom.
So you customize your scent, your specific scent. Nobody mm-hmm. else is going to have this scent but you. And it's super easy to do. It's super easy to get. You can even gift this to someone. Like you send them a survey, you can gift them a gift card or a credit and they can get their cologne.
Mm-hmm.
I love stuff that does exactly what it's supposed to do. I love things when products are exactly how they're presented to you, and you can't get any better than Hawthorne. Like
it's so custom. I've literally never seen another company do this because we took the same quiz and we got two completely different cologne scents, body wash scents. Like it's so different. I mean, the packaging is the same, but they I don't know what they do. They must look at your thing and have a. I picture there's like a Hawthorne scientist that's making like a Patrick cologne, and I get it, and I'm just like, this smells great.
And you know what? It's like I'm always hesitant, like because I don't like. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I don't like doing advertising of stuff that I don't support. And like me and Patrick, when the stuff comes in, I'm like, "How you feeling about this? How you feeling?" I'm like, "I don't know. Like I don't know if I'm something I would use. I don't feel comfortable mm-hmm. giving it to people." And I know like in advertising and radio, sometimes it's not something that you would use. But I feel like if y'all fuck with us to the point where our Patreon subscribers are actually paying their money to, that means you guys trust us. And mm-hmm. if you trust us, we owe you. We are obligated to give you stuff that we would actually use. And Hawthorne is something that I actually use. And yep. 2 minute quiz. Is, tells you everything, tells them everything they need to know about you to make you a custom scent, and you get one for work, you get one for play. So, like, I'm all about like having things being remembered, and one of the things that people remember about me is I always smell nice. So, and mm-hmm. it's totally risk free.
Yep.
You don't like it, you ship it back with free shippings and free returns. Like, you have
they just
nothing.
Want you to have something that you like agree with.
You can only
mean?
Benefit
if you don't like
from
the
this.
Smell. Just send it back. For free.
Okay.
No risk. So at this point, like, let's grow up, guys. We can't be smelling like Axe and Old Spice
Polo
forever. You know what I mean? It's time to get grown with it. So check out Hawthorne at hawthorne.co. So that's Hawthorne with an E. And use our promo code DIYS to get 10% off of your first purchase. So you get a discount. If you don't like it, you can return it for free.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And get some new stuff with the E.com
and use our code DIYS to get 10% off your first purchase. Hawthorne.com. Yeah, welcome. Yes, smelcome. How about that?
Smelcome.
I like yes, that. Yes, smelcome.
Yes, smelcome X. All right. So that brings us to the final segment, which is the Conspiracy Corner. Cue the music.
Metro on the track. Kill him. That was you.
That I fucked that up.
What is happening today?
Are you
okay?
Know. I'm great, but it's like that hurt my body. That was like the down. That was like the one. That was like the most important beat, really. Like,
yeah.
I was late on the one kick drum that is just completely noticeable.
Okay. Well, I'll just take it.
I've been stumbly for the past 5 minutes. I've been very stumbly.
Actually, for the episode, the transitions and everything, that's why I'm like, is everything okay at home? Do we need to talk to somebody?
We're at home.
Okay.
Everything's great. I don't, when was the first? Oh, I messed up the Bluetooth thing. Okay. Yeah. Well, hey, man. You're not 100%.
We have those days. I have them every day. Y'all heard me talk.
It's hard to talk for just an hour straight. You guys, give me some
flubs. Okay, here we go. Get it going.
So there is. Oh, you want to do the song again?
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. Okay, we gotta keep a routine, man. Get the people back. There.
Right. Don't fuck this up, Patrick. Australian wildfires, oh my god, it's so hot out there. Wait, is there another reason for all these wildfires? Whoa, is there a train system or something in the government that's going on? Am I speeding it up?
You were.
I felt like I was going fast.
You came in that bitch blazing.
Well, good transition. Speaking of blazing, this is not funny, but the Australian wildfires are so crazy that I think we talked about it before. There are pictures that look like there's a full-on filter.
Yeah.
But that's how crazy they are. So our good friend Nick Hinton, who at this point just needs to join the podcast.
Nick, come on, man. Fuck with us like a condom.
Now he's not going to come on. he dropped two side-by-side maps. And I'll show them to you in a second.
Mm-hmm.
He said, is it possible that the fires in Australia were started on purpose? So that's when everybody was like, So here's the maps. These are two maps. And it says, look where they began, the fires, compared to where the tracks for a new Hyperloop train are going to be built. So it's almost identically around.
Wait a second. Which one is the
East Coast? So that's the fires.
Right.
And then that's the new track.
Oh, wow.
So what's insane about that is that I've been hearing that natural disasters have been made. Like literally just like
orchestrated.
Yeah, like materialized for some other. Because if you think about it, you pass a law or you do like something in the government that changes things. We all know, we're all upset. But if it's a natural disaster, you're just like, that's just what it is. But people are saying that these fires could potentially have the exact same path as this new, what is it called? Hyperloop train. And it almost makes me think, like, California is having a bunch of wildfires. What does it mean for that? I remember there was when they were building the 10, I took some urban city planning class in college.
Mm-hmm.
And they were talking about when the 10 freeway was built, they were demolishing a whole bunch of stuff. And then if there was some like old person who's like, I've lived here for so-and-so and so, they would
domain.
Do some like shady shit to get them out. Because at the end of the day, if the city has a plan, they ain't trying to hear no one or two individual people trying to stop it. So this is just so relevant right now because the Australian wildfires, it's like they're still going. Mm-hmm. And if you think about something like a wildfire, which is very easy to start by a person, there is no part of me that thinks that the government isn't evil enough to try something like
that. Oh, absolutely not.
Especially if you're talking about billions and billions of dollars being made afterwards. Like, fuck them koalas. I'm sure that's what they think. I'm not saying that. I'm not a fan of koalas, but I don't want to see
them. You know?
Koalas are gross and ugly.
You think koalas are ugly?
Koalas and sloths are sloths, the two absolutely. Most overrated koalas, animals in life.
I think koalas are cute, man.
Listen to, search koala, what sound does a koala make?
Okay.
I did a video on this not too long ago. They're just gross. Sound. And if you look at if you've ever seen a wet koala, it's terrifying.
Let me.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's us. Let's see the koala sound.
Tell me that's not the worst thing you've ever heard in your entire life.
It is. It's not attractive.
Nope.
I'll give you that.
I'm telling you, koalas and sloths suck. But I also don't want to see them burned alive.
Right.
So, let us know what you think. Do you think that the whole Australian wildfire debacle is just something really, really unfortunate that happened? Or do you think that there could be some type of government agenda behind it? We should see within the next few years if this thing does get built. That's but just that
like
sucks.
When the rainforest was on fire and they were saying like this, the fires happened suspiciously close to when negotiations ended for them wanting to run, I think, a pipeline through the rainforest.
Wow. And that like, is, I did hear about that.
That was like right after, and then that happened. And so for that to happen then, which was literally just a couple months ago, now this is happening. It's just like,
pipelines are evil. Because I remember people in Hawaii were dealing with that. The Native Americans were dealing with that.
What was that, Montana? Like was that Montana with the Native Americans? Like 2 years ago?
I think something like that.
Yeah, when they had to call like the National Guard out there and all that stuff. Right. Like it was crazy, yo. Like,
and the recent one was in Hawaii. They literally had the Hawaiian native warriors like doing chants and stuff. Like, you can't do this here. Like, government's been fucking up for a minute.
Bro, they don't care, bro. They bullies.
It's on when it's on a bullies. Global national disaster level. Like, that's, I mean, shout out to, no, not shout out to, but prayers up to everybody in Australia, because for them to be dealing with all of this for a potential train station, like, what are you going to just have travel through these poor, burnt up, like, cities and forests?
They're going to clean up literally just the exterior of the view from the train, because they did something like that with this light rail that we have in the Midwest. Because it was just in St. Louis at one point, and then like the only stop it had in East St. Louis was in Illinois, was like the last stop or the first stop, depending on when you get on and where you, whatever. But they expanded it through Illinois, through like East St. Louis and Belleville, Fairview Heights, and East St. Louis is like it looks like almost like a desolate town. Like there are a lot of areas that have been abandoned. A lot of abandoned houses, like, and businesses and things like that. So what they did was they picked a path. Mm-hmm. And the path that it took, they cleaned up that area, put up new buildings and apartments and stuff like that, but only like there, only eye shot. That's so everything wild. Behind there is still crappy. Like abandoned houses, empty lots, trash lots, people burning tire fires, all that type of stuff. But from the train, oh, it looks amazing.
Why do people do tire fires?
They got to get rid of them.
Oh, that's really the only reason why?
Yeah.
I just remember the Simpsons tire fire that like never went out. That's the only thing I think of.
Yeah, it smells horrible too. So
the only thing that makes me either think that this is really true or not true at all is there's like random fires that are just like nowhere near it. Like there's one right in the middle.
Yeah, obviously. To throw them off. Yeah. I'm like, if you break into somebody's house and your goal was one thing, but you want to make it look like a crime scene, so you pull the dressers out and all that
throw
stuff.
Throw the house.
Like, yeah, you toss it. Even though you came in there for an alternative motive.
This one in the middle is wild. Like somebody just walked to the middle of Australia and dropped a match.
Yeah. That's crazy, bro.
Well, big prayers up to everybody in Australia. Hopefully everybody's good. regardless of how the fire started. Let's get these out. I mean, they might be out by now. I didn't do that part of the research. Just the conspiracy part. Well, that has been yet another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
You scary.
Shout out to the Patreons. Like we said before, we are also doing this live. So if you are not signed up for our Patreon, you might want to do it, because you're going to get not only these early episodes, but after we cut, we're going to go into another bonus episode, because we saved some interesting stories for our lovely scary squad.
Yeah. So with that being said, we'll see you next time. To everybody on YouTube, Patreons, definitely appreciate you guys. Patreons, you stay on. We're going to stay live. YouTubers, if you want to see what's going on a live show or what's going on the continued show, you got to sign up for that Patreon. Starts at $5. Very affordable. We'd appreciate it. Talk to y'all next time.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.